Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. And today we're going to be talking with Dr. Gabe from Sparta School District. And she also has a guest with her this morning. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad.
So I have so many names on this paper today that deserve a shout out. And wanted to bring one of our stars from our talent show. The high school has a week-long fun week called Holidays, and at the culmination of that they have a talent show. Deanna Ward was one of our winners of that talent show, so I brought her to sing today. Then on Thursday you will be joined by Miara Rowell and Brady Valet, who were also two of the other winners for the talent show. So you are in for a treat this morning.
All right, great. I'll tell you what, let's take a break, get that out of the way, and we'll come back, jump right in. This is The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back, 9:33. I'm Jeff. This is People Speak. Again, we're talking today with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District. And with her this morning is Deanna Ward. And Deanna was in the talent show and was one of the winners. And Deanna, you got a song for us, right?
Yeah.
And what are we going to be doing?
I'm going to be singing I Wonder by Kelly Pickler.
All right. We will, here's Deanna with I Wonder.
Sometimes I think about you, wonder if you're out there somewhere thinking about me. Or would you even recognize woman that your little girl has grown up to be? 'Cause I look in the mirror and all I see are your brown eyes looking back at me. They're the only thing you ever gave to me at all. Oh, I hear the weather's nice in California. There's sunny skies as far as I can see. If you ever come back home to Carolina, I wonder what you'd say to me. Think about how it ain't fair that you weren't there to braid my hair like mothers do. You weren't around to cheer me on, help me dress for my high school prom like mothers do. Did you think I didn't need you here to hold my hand, to dry my tears? Did you even miss me through the years at all? Oh, I hear the weather's nice in California. There's sunny skies as far as I can see. If you ever come back home to Carolina, I wonder what you'd say to me. Forgiveness, such a simple word, but it's so hard to do when you've been hurt. Oh, I hear the weather's nice in California, and just in case you is on to Tennessee.
Wow.
I know, I have goosebumps. My eyes are teared up. Isn't she amazing?
That is amazing.
Thank you. For anyone out here who is a social media follower, Deanna posts songs on Facebook all the time, and they bring tears to your eyes. She just has a voice of an angel. If you'd like to follow her on Facebook, Deanna Ward.
Great. I mean, what do you say?
I know.
That?
I mean, it's wonderful. It's magnificent.
I can definitely see why she's here as one of the winners of the talent show.
That's, yes.
So you've been singing a long time? Or?
Yeah, pretty much ever since I was little, from like community chorus and on my own time.
Okay, great. So keep it up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That voice is going to take her places.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what else have we got going on in the district?
So besides that, I said I had several names to mention, and boy, do I. We had 8 state scholars this year.
Wow.
Adrian Carroll, Isaac Sin, Brianna Ledbetter, Morgan Koop, Levi Kurtz, Anna Gardner, Emily Lozing, and Riley Manker. So 8 seniors who were recognized as state scholars. So I think that's pretty impressive. Our kids are just awesome. I say that all the time, and I don't think people understand the magnitude of how much I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
This talent that she just displayed is a snippet of it. But the state scholars that we have, we had some invitational tournaments for basketball recently. We had the Sparta Invitational. We had 2 basketball players earn all-tournament there, Ariana Henry, who's one of our seniors. Then we had a freshman, Sydney Reinecker, who earned all-tournament as well. I mean, that's outstanding. The Trico tournament, we earned 4th place, and our all-tournament that made that team was Carlos Keene. He's made it a couple years in a row now. Super talented kids, athletically, besides academically. Tonight we have our Evansville Holiday Hoorah. So if you're not busy, 6:00 tonight, we have it's our music concert for the winter. December 16th, Sparta Lincoln is having their winter concert for grades K through 4 at 6:30 at the high school. I hear both of these are definitely events that you would not want to miss.
Great.
Besides that, another very cool accomplishment, the Sparta VFW hosted a banquet and gave several awards, which our students were recipients of. The Voice of Democracy and Patriotic Pen contest winners we had. For the high school, we had Garrett Kempfer and Alicia Easton. For Sparta Lincoln, Will Jones and Sam Hari. And for Evansville, Courtney Drake and Alyssa Fernandez. So they cover the gamut. I mean, they're just, it's a good place to be. They have an outstanding district. Most of all, I want to give a shout out to Miss Abby Miles. You will see her here on Thursday at that same event. She was awarded the Sparta VFW Post 2698 Citizenship Teacher of the Year, and that's absolutely well deserved. She does a lot for not only Sparta High School but for our school district. So extremely proud of Abby for earning that award.
All right, we can get our break in here. We'll go ahead and do that, and we will come back here with more on the People Speak, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, it is 9:48. I think I can't even read the clock from here. You got Dr. Gabe in here from the Sparta School District. And, of course, we heard from Deanna award a while ago, and we keep trying to talk her into doing another one.
We're going to make her do another one at the end of this clip. Everybody deserves to hear that voice one more time
definitely.
This morning. So we've talked in the past about really focusing on self-care this year. Every time I've been on, I've talked a little bit about what activities we've done. The challenge that we have for the remainder of December, and I would recommend anyone doing this, is to have the students and the staff send a text, an email, write someone, or call someone every day from now until Christmas, letting them know how they've impacted their life. So not only are you making yourself feel better, but you're making someone else feel better as well. So that is an activity that we're going to focus on. That came from an activity that we did last week. Once a quarter, we do district-wide self-care. The very first one we did, every administrator host, Ms. Price did the first one, and it was a scavenger hunt. And that was to see how competitive our staff is was amazing because they had to go all over and be creative. And so that was super fun. This past Wednesday, I had the task of doing the challenge. And you know, I like to involve kids and everything. So I turned to our Leo Club and asked if they were interested in doing a play. I was at a conference a couple months ago, and we heard from the author of The Happiness Advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about symbolism and how he wrote a book about an orange frog named Spark who goes into a pond full of green frogs, and he's ostracized for being different. And he notices the happier he is and the more he does things that he enjoys, the oranger he gets. Eventually, he is able to spread that message to the rest of the frogs in the pond, letting them know that it wasn't a bad thing to be orange. It was good to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So it started like a kind of a trend. So did you get your postcard yet? Oh, good. So every student in the district got a postcard reminding them to be orange in a world full of green. And all of the teachers did as well. And then they were tasked with that challenge. The kids did an awesome job of pulling the play together. We had all orange snacks, orange soda, orange cheese puffs, Twizzlers, whatever we could find that was orange. We had Kyron Penny was our narrator. Landon Walters was Spark. He was the orange frog. And then the other people that were in the play, Jada Long, Ellie Grobe, Braxton Parker, the Lorray Littlepage, Trinity Glodo, and Anna McDonald. And I think it was nice to just be able to sit and relax and watch the kids spread that message, because at the end I said to the kids, what was this all about? And what did this symbolism, what is this orange frog going to remind us of? And they all said happiness. They want our teachers to be happy at work, and we want our kids to be happy. It makes it makes both of our lives easier if we're happy together. So so that was the message, and that was what we did. And I hope they saw benefit in it. I'm sure some people thought that it was a little immature or childish or whatever you may say. But I think that that's really important for us to focus on our self-care. And holidays are tough for a lot of people. We did an activity to start where they had to be uncomfortable and stare into each other's eyes for 7 seconds, smiling intently. And it was extremely uncomfortable. But right. After that, everyone was reminded that someone whose eyes you just stared into has a lot going on in their life. So we need to sometimes step back and remember that and just really try our best to be happy and love what we're doing. So
people are really good at hiding a lot of things, and
absolutely, absolutely. And teaching's hard. When you deal with kids, kids can be difficult. They can also be wonderful, though. And I think that that's what we need to concentrate on, is finding the wonder in each other. So The next quarterly one we'll have, it'll be either Mr. Meissner or Mr. Beckley will be hosting, and I'm sure they'll have something fun planned for the whole district. It kind of brings us together, being at three different campuses. We're very segregated. We've tried to change that the last 3 years and have everybody come together. Because when we're done with the kids at the grade school, we're entrusting the high school with educating them, and they're all our kids. So we're really trying to instill a little bit of family sense to the school district. So that was our Leos. They are also planning on December 21st a Leo Soupin' and Hoopin' night. I believe Sparta High School boys play Marissa that night at 6:30 at Sparta High School. They're going to have crock pots of soup available for free for the community and for anyone that comes and attends the game. So we're going to try to boost attendance. Our athletics are very fun to watch. As I mentioned during the break, if you haven't been to a wrestling match yet, I was never a wrestling fan, but to see how much our kids give and how they don't quit is pretty cool. So that, again, is December 21st. So if you want a free bowl of hot soup, I believe they're doing like a potato soup and then maybe a chili or something, but it'll be free of charge, just their way of saying thank you and giving back to the community. Next week is it for December for us as far as school's concerned. We're out at 2 on December 20th, and then we don't come back until January 6th.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 full weeks, and I'm telling you, that's been probably the best decision we've ever made. gives everyone a chance to relax and revive. And then shortly after that, January 17th is going to be our second annual Beloved Community event at Sparta High School. I hope everyone can come at 1 o'clock. We have another guest speaker this year planned, but it's kind of where we honor the life of Martin Luther King Jr. and Black and White. We all come together as one community and show that we can live out his dream by being together and being one community. So our music teachers work super hard. Monty Jackson is another musician that coordinates with them, and it's beautiful music. Our art classes always make something awesome. This year we have Roberta Graham is doing a piece. Last year Bucky Ward did a beautiful piece that I hung up in my office. So it's celebrating the fine arts and Martin Luther King and being together. So I hope everyone can make that. January 17th, Sparta High School, 1 o'clock. Bring a jacket because last year it was cold. And we do go outside and walk the track.
So you would definitely want to, especially if it's jacket. Like it was this morning.
Yes, it's 20 degrees. Bring a coat. So now we need to make Deanna sing a little farewell something to get us in the spirit, I think, don't you, Jeff?
I think so, yes.
Are you ready, girl?
Yeah.
All right. Deanna Ward.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Wow. Even without the music.
I know. It's amazing. Good job, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. And so you said on Thursday, then Abby Miles will be bringing...
Thursday, you will hear another awesome singer. Different. Totally different. I think Deanna has a lot of soul to her voice. And that raspiness, I just absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Miara is a vocal... power box. Make sure you hold the microphone away from her mouth because she'll blow you out. And then Brady Valet has that electric guitar, and boy, can he jam.
So, all right. We will definitely look forward to that. Dr. Gabe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Deanna, thank you. And thank you for sharing the music with us. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.